This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great day if you care about public safety and you happen to live in the Seattle area. Why? Because veteran police officers in Seattle have been fleeing the department. And why? We will get to that. It's a serious matter because even though we don't have the daily riots that Portland had, though Portland seems to be a little bit quieter recently, it is still a real problem when a city police department that's understaffed anyway and does not have the same sorts of percentage of officers regarding relative to population as other major cities, when that is not in place here. It's a problem. And yes, it's something to worry about. We will get to that. The police, actually, if anyone in the Seattle area has some perspective on this, or you think it's a good thing that the department has seen 110 departures, according to Como News, in the first 9 months of the year. Wow. Year-end totals in 2019 were 92. So we've had more departures. And see, this is a serious matter when you're talking about a police department with a total officer force of about 1,000. According to a report issued last week by the city, 39 officers left the department in September. That's double any previous month in SPD's history. The police chief said that a pivot point for the increase in departures started at the very beginning of the discussion of defunding the police department. And yeah, it also has to do with firing for no reason the outstanding chief of police, Carmen Best, and I think that Chief Diaz is also attempting to do a good job. But if anyone thinks this is good news, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. The people in Minneapolis are suing the city because they're facing the same problem. There's a suit going on in the city of Seattle. In fact, I just sent a copy of my book, God's Hand on America, to one of the parties to that suit, who's making that suit against the city of Seattle. And that suit is for basically not doing their job protecting people's businesses and property during that insanity that the mayor authorized with CHOP, with the Seattle Occupy Capitol Hill occupied protest. That was a horrible thing several months ago, and thank God that's over. But the amount of disillusionment from police officers, first of all, it's a shame for these officers. You've got to feel for them because it's a hard thing if you've been working at a job and building up seniority. And usually for people who work as cops, it's not a job of last resort. It's a job of first resort. It's what you've always wanted to be. And at clip 11, there's a report from Minneapolis of residents suing the city, talking about the endangered population because of the rising crime. Listen.
We are here because of people's safety. We are here because our leaders, our city council, our mayor have failed to protect us.
Residents who filed suit against the city of Minneapolis left court with a message. Yes, they want to reform the police department, but in the interim, they are demanding enough active duty sworn officers patrolling the streets to keep all of the city's neighborhoods safe.
That is what this lawsuit is about. We want law and order. We want reform. But we are in this city to say enough is enough.
We have made the emotional appeal. We've demonstrated the statistical uptick. And now this is the legal action option that we're exercising, because it seems as if the city council cannot hear us and doesn't feel what we feel.
Former council member Don Samuels and his wife describing a situation where children can't go outside right now as violent crimes, including shootings, carjackings, and murders, surge since the death of George Floyd.
Okay, one of the things that you need to know about that report from KMSP-TV in Minneapolis, all of the voices of the angry residents that you heard, they were all black. Yeah, all of them. And this is not an issue of race. This is an issue of common sense and decency, for goodness sake. I mean, this is just a horrible situation. Let's go to Robert in Issaquah, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Work. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it turned out to be a beautiful day. Isn't that amazing? Go ahead.
An insight to, that there is actually a worse situation with the Seattle police, that a lot of them are taking early retirement, and that doesn't show up because they have so much vacation. I have a friend who's a detective, and there's actually a lot of the tenured officers that are actually leaving earlier than's even being reported. It's a really bad situation.
Well, and again, because it's not so easy to replace cops because of the intensity of the training, and especially now when there are so many concerns. What I wonder about is places like Minneapolis. In Minneapolis, you remember, the city council, opposed by the mayor, actually voted to abolish the police department. They wanted to break up the police responsibilities. And again, when police officers are leaving and the situation in Seattle is the same sort of thing, it impacts the life of everybody. It impacts your ability to do business. It impacts your ability to go downtown when we'll be more able to go downtown at the end of the pandemic. It really exacerbates exacerbates the whole situation economically, and just in terms of the suffering of people who live in the country. And speaking of suffering of people who live in the country, this is a personal note about someone who a lot of people, literally tens of millions of people, consider a personal friend. Rush Limbaugh announced yesterday that his lung cancer, which he had announced before, is terminal. And clip two, this is the way that Rush, who on our flagship station here on KTTH, of course, he is on right before me. And this is what Rush had to say to
the public.
It's
tough to realize that the days where I do not think I'm under a death sentence are over. Now, we all are, is the point. We all know that we're going to die at some point, but when you have a terminal disease diagnosis that has a time frame to it, then that puts a different psychological and even physical awareness to it.
It does. And one of the things that, again, I just find utterly unacceptable about the left is looking at some of the comments, which I'm not even going to repeat, of people using the opportunity of Russia's terminal illness to just say terrible things about him. Let me tell you, Rush is not only a genius who has created this entire medium of political conversation and media. He's also an amazingly decent and generous guy. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
It's Greg Tom.
Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Metal Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Metal Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Metal Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmetalway.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are literally millions of people on all sides of the political spectrum, and by that I mean right, left, center, everywhere, who dislike the idea that government at various levels sometimes just feels out of touch, inaccessible, removed from where the public really is. There is a new free resource to help you find out who your local national representatives are and helps you get in touch with them and give them a piece of your mind. It costs you nothing. This is contactmypolitician.com. Make them accountable. This is an American-owned company. It's nonpartisan. It has no political agenda. It just exists to try to help people contact their elected representatives. In just a few clicks, you can share your thoughts, you can express your opinions, let your voice be heard, even prepare a video. And they do work for you. This costs you nothing. It is totally free. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for contactmypolitician.com. It's important to make that connection. I'm not sure about connecting with the women's marches that were held around the country this weekend. I'm not sure I even understand them. I mean, we're about to have an election. And there was a sign that was held up at one of the women's marches. They have one here in Seattle. They have one around the country. If Joe Biden wins the election, are we going to keep having the women's marches, whatever they're marching for? You may remember that President Trump has called himself several times a very stable genius. And you may remember that was actually a best-selling book about President Trump and the administration called A Very Stable Genius. And somebody was holding up a sign which has, they say Trump is an unstable, and then they use a word that sounds a little bit like a genius but refers to an intimate part of the body. They bring kids to these marches. I don't know if President Trump has commented on this. I hope he does not. One of the things that should obviously please the president is a report on MSNBC. Yeah, really on MSNBC. And it actually shows one of the reasons that this election is tightening up. It does not appear that it is going to be a blowout. Of course, anything can happen in the next 2 weeks. It could be a blowout in either direction. It could be very tight, as I think the polling indicates right now. But this is a report from one of the most crucial states for both candidates, Pennsylvania. This is the report, clip one, from MSNBC.
What gets Republicans excited in Pennsylvania are these numbers right here. These are voter registrations in Pennsylvania since June, the last few months. And you see Republicans here with nearly 200,000 more registrations since then. Democrats significantly less than that. So Republicans gaining in registrations in Pennsylvania. And, you know, no surprise there. Talk about this in Pennsylvania. Talk about this nationally. Republicans think, and the Trump campaign is saying, they think they've identified new voters, folks who may not be picked up on the polls, but who will turn out on election day, who will turn out on election day and be heard from then.
Okay, this is based in part, this entire Republican effort, which is very smart, and there are lots of ways to criticize the Trump campaign. I mean, we've talked about it on the air. There is no real focus on what the agenda is for the second term or how the second term would be different from the first term or how President Trump wants to bring people together or what he plans to do to help the nation change direction at a time when 2/3 of Americans think we're headed in the wrong direction. However, one thing that they've been doing that's very smart, and this registration campaign, very successful, and it's not just in Pennsylvania, it's also in Florida. It's also apparently in Wisconsin and other crucial states that are going to determine the result of this election. But part of what they found is when they have done polling of people who attend President Trump's rallies, and he announced today that starting right after the debates, he's going to be doing four rallies a day from now until the end of the campaign. And, of course, they're partially doing that to contrast with the Biden campaign, where he is concentrating on debate prep. He is concentrating on hanging back and for 4 days right before the debate in the last 2 weeks before the election. It is unusual. But what they found at the Trump rallies is that there are literally thousands of people attending those rallies who didn't vote in 2016, may not have even been registered. And while it is true, there's no polling that shows that Trump has greatly built up his support since the election of 2016, but he won that election. And what he can do is actually make sure that some of that support that registers in polls actually registers to vote, and that people come out and turn out and go forward. This has been the entire controversial focus of the Trump campaign. It hasn't been so much on persuading people. It's relied on mobilizing people, getting them to the polls. And one of the things that I think does get people to the polls is the feeling that the Trump campaign is working on right now, that everyone is against him, that he's an underdog. He likes being an underdog. It's tough for an incumbent to be an underdog. The only incumbent who worked that territory successfully in the past was Harry Truman. And from what I understand, there are people in the Trump campaign who are trying to use that Truman campaign as a model. He didn't do four rallies a day, but he did whistle stop tours where he would be speaking sometimes 8 and 10 times a day until his voice got hoarse and scratchy. And that appears to be President Trump's determination. This weekend, for the first time, apparently Melania is hitting the campaign trail. And she still polls well and probably will help his campaign. But what about the issue of a truly embarrassing conspiracy theory that media are trying to affiliate and associate and attach to the Republican Party? We'll deal with that and with the issue of court packing as well, coming up on the Medved Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Staging the event for Biden. That's what the White House is accusing the Commission on Presidential Debates of doing after they announced that the candidates' mics would be muted during portions of Thursday's debate. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News that it's obvious the commission is not a bipartisan organization.
Well, look, you can mute the mic of the President of the United States, but you cannot silence the voice of the American people who are going to show up resoundingly for this president. It's pathetic what the Commission on Presidential Debates is doing. You even had Bob Dole calling them out, saying that this is not an effective bipartisan commission, and he's exactly right about this.
Wall Street followed Washington's optimism that a deal on a stimulus package can get done. The Dow Jones finished up 113 points to finish just above 28,000. The S&P 500 ended the day up 0.5%, and the NASDAQ made slight gains to finish just over 11,500 points. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Medved show, there is clear polling data that shows that big majorities of the American public and even substantial numbers of Democrats oppose the idea of court packing, which is one of those things where there's even a piece in Atlantic magazine that Harris and Biden have to come clear on that issue. I think it almost certainly will be a question that comes up at the debate on Thursday night. It could be one of a lot of questions that President Trump will get some chance to put to Joe Biden. Remember, for each of these six segments, they have 2 minutes each where they answer a question without interruption, each candidate, which leaves 11 minutes for each of the topics on hand where they can banter back and forth, and it may be that Kristen Welker, the NBC White House correspondent who's going to be moderating the debate, she might even get involved with it. But one way or another, the Biden and Harris campaign, both candidates have been very weak in terms of answering this question, basically saying, well, I'll let you know after the election. Biden walked that back. Last week at his town hall meeting, he said he would come up with an answer sometime before the election. Well, time's running out, and I do suspect that he's going to have to give some kind of an answer, and the answer probably will be no. He has indicated he doesn't like the idea of court packing. However, one of the senators who now sits in the seat that Joe Biden used to sit in, Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, He was on CNN with Jake Tapper on Sunday. And here's what he said about the unpopular and justly controversial court packing idea. Listen. Number five, clip five.
Where we have a President Biden, we'll have to look at what the right steps are to rebalance our federal judiciary.
So your mind is open about adding justices to the Supreme Court? Yes or no? Just your mind is open?
Yes.
Your mind's open. Okay.
Okay, that's scary. Because what we were talking about yesterday, and I think it's true, Josh Krauchar actually wrote a piece in the National Interest that questioned whether the Democrats would be able to put together a majority of the Senate, even if they take control of the Senate. Even if they take control of the Senate, could they muster a majority of senators to add a couple of justices? It would be a ferocious fight. And at first they would have to, of course, get rid of the filibuster. They almost certainly will do that, which I think is a terrible thing as well. And the idea of Republicans answering back on this issue, it should and could be a very major issue in the last 2 weeks of the campaign. Pete Buttigieg on Fox News, that was on CNN with Jake Tapper. Pete Buttigieg was on Fox with Chris Wallace. And here was his talk in behalf of adding justices to the Supreme Court.
You, more than almost anyone else I can remember in the Democratic primaries, used to talk about increasing the size of the court. In fact, I remember us discussing 15 justices. Is that what you hope a President Biden would do?
My views haven't changed. I think bipartisan reform with the purpose of reducing the politicization of the court is a really promising idea.
Okay, how does it reduce the politicization of the court if you add some justices and then to proceed to right away add, say, three Democrats or five Democrats? In other words, there's a certain amount of partisanship that is built in to the Supreme Court, but what's fascinating is the way most justices leave it behind when they actually begin their service. When George W. Bush appointed John Roberts as Supreme Court Chief Justice, I'm not sure people would have anticipated that his jurisprudence would go in as strongly a judicially modest direction. In other words, a direction being very reluctant to use the power of the court. And I think Chief Justice Roberts is right about that. Because the power of the court is not really written into the Constitution. It's something that has been part of our federal practice since 1803. But the idea that major things like who is elected president of the United States should be decided by the Supreme Court, that's particularly unhealthy at a time when you're dealing with an institution that that is not traditionally partisan. In other words, for a very long time, and this going back for at least 100 years, you have had situations like, the congressman in the district that I live in is named Adam Smith. He is a Democrat, and so his name will be written down Adam Smith, parentheses D-W-A. And, of course, that's done for senators, too. One of our senators in the state of Washington is Maria Cantwell. Neither of our senators on the ballot. Both of them deserve to be voted out, in my opinion. But Maria Cantwell, it'll say D-W-A, Washington. Should we begin identifying Supreme Court justices that way? God forbid. And adding on to the court, and all of a sudden letting President Biden have conceivably a whole bunch of extra appointments, he'll get some appointments anyway. And one of the doomsday scenarios that people talk about, you ask what else could happen in 2020 that would provoke all kinds of tumult. One of the nightmares that Democrats talk about is, okay, let's imagine that Biden actually wins the election. And there's not a long post-election struggle. It's just clear that Biden has won. And then say on November 5th, maybe the Thursday, right after that Tuesday, November 3rd. On November 5th, Justice Clarence Thomas, who has indicated apparently that he does want to retire, hands in his resignation effective immediately. And then President Trump has, a couple of months to try to find a new nominee to replace Justice Thomas. And the Senate, which will continue to be controlled by Mitch McConnell and the Republicans until January 3rd, not all the way until January 20th, then rushes to try to confirm a fourth Trump appointee. Can you imagine what kind of a storm, I won't use the adjective, but it would be a storm of major proportions? Is that likely to happen? It's not likely to happen. It's not necessarily likely that Joe Biden is going to win. But this is the problem with everything being politicized. And the justice system, and this is part of the problem, and we'll get to this when we come back. President Trump has been bumping heads, not just with Dr. Fauci and his administration, who, of course, serves at certainly on the coronavirus task force. He serves at the pleasure of the president. But he's been bumping heads with his second attorney general. It's actually his third attorney general. If you talk about Whitaker, who was the interim attorney general before Bill Barr. But what exactly is the problem with Bill Barr? The president has said before he wants Bill Barr to pursue indictments against Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama before the election. Barr has said that won't happen. But what about the demand for the attorney general to act in the case of Hunter Biden? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael MedVed Show.
This is outrageous.
There are a lot of politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
On the Michael Medved Show, there are major growth opportunities in your investments, but they have shifted from some public investments to private markets. The public markets did wonderfully today, another good day for the Dow Jones and Standard & Poor's. But if you're interested in some of the opportunities, investing directly, easily, and most importantly, early in curated deals, especially for promising high-tech companies, for getting involved alongside top VCs and angels from around the globe, you don't have to commit major funds. In fact, you don't have to commit any funds at all. It's totally free to find out about Our Crowd. Our Crowd allows you to end that idea of feeling like you're on the outside looking in. Be part of the exciting development of startups in high tech, particularly some startups that are based in Israel. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for Our Crowd. You'll be very glad you did. President Trump spent a good deal of yesterday railing against members of his own administration, which is probably not the best campaign strategy. Dr. Fauci is part of his administration. He appointed President Trump, Dr. Fauci, to help to lead his coronavirus task force. And now there are rumors that Dr. Birx, Deborah Birx, who was also appointed by President Trump, may be thinking about leaving the task force because there's a great deal of confusion and resentment of the president's new coronavirus advisor, Scott Atlas. But the president also has been disappointed in Bill Barr, and he said so, because Bill Barr has done nothing to put Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama in jail for 50 years each, which the president has reported, expressed support for. So he was on Fox News telling Fox News what he believes his own attorney general needs to do. Listen. Clip 9.
Will you be appointing a
We've
special prosecutor?
We've got to get the Attorney General to act. He's got to act. And he's got to act fast. He's got to appoint somebody. This is major corruption, and this has to be known about before the election. And by the way, we're doing very well. We're going to win the election. We're doing very well. If you look at all of what's happening and all of the people that come in and don't come in, you take a look all around the country. And with Texas early voting, those are our votes, too. And we're doing well in Texas. I mean, I just got a report. We're doing great in Texas, but we're doing great all over. But forget that. This has to be done early. So the Attorney General has to act.
Okay. He's talking about some kind of special prosecutor or major investigation of Hunter Biden. There is an investigation going on at the FBI as to how the... the New York Post got hold of a hard drive that had been given supposedly to Rudy Giuliani by a operator of a computer repair shop in Delaware. And I just found out that apparently he said that he doesn't know who dropped it off at his shop. He thought it was Hunter Biden, but he's not sure. And that there wasn't one computer with a hard drive in it. There were three that this mysterious stranger left off and never picked up. One of the questions that I think ought to be announced is explored is, okay, if this was left at the computer repair shop and nobody ever came for these computers, what name was given? Because normally... you don't leave laptops for repair, and supposedly one of them was water damaged, or were they all water damaged? And Frank Luntz, who's a Republican and a conservative, and is very prominent for his political analysis and for his focus groups and for his polling, was speaking for the British Strategic Advisory Group, Global Council. And he did not speak well about the way that President Trump's advisors are handling his campaign. Now, a lot of the people running his campaign right now are his family members. And it's Jared Kushner, and it's Donald Jr., and it's Kimberly Guilfoyle, who is his son's main squeeze. Franklin said, I've never... seen a campaign more miscalibrated than the Trump campaign. Frankly, his staff ought to be brought up on charges of political malpractice. And one of the points he makes is that the emphasis on Hunter Biden is foolish. It's not politically wise. And partially because what President Trump has to do, and you can look at the polling, and yes, he is tightening the polling by winning over undecideds. But nationally and in key swing states, he also has to win over some people who are currently supporting Joe Biden. Should that be impossible? It should not be impossible. I'll tell you what is also not impossible. There's a movie out there that is irreverent. It is not a Christian film. It is not a faith-based film, but it's called faith-based. And it's actually surprisingly affectionate and positive toward religious believers. And despite its irreverence, here is a quick review. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Two millennial losers, desperate to make some cash, come up with a bold scheme to create their own faith-based film in the occasionally hilarious new comedy, Faith-Based, now available on various streaming platforms.
Why do all these Christian movies have to be bad?
They don't have to be bad. They just don't have to be good.
And Faith-Based lives up to that premise because it's occasionally not good at all, with clumsy sequences that are nearly as amateurish as the film within a film that the goofball main characters are creating. A few well-known stars play bit parts, but most of the cast is little known and may stay that way. At least there's a generally affectionate portrayal of the sincere Christian believers for whom and with whom they're trying trying to create inspiring entertainment. Officially unrated, but language and some sex references would probably lead to an R. 2.5 stars for faith-based, where the best thing about it is a truly funny music video called I Hung a Cross. The film also includes some fairly well-known performers. Jason Alexander from Seinfeld has a bit part, and he's intermittently funny. He goes over the top. Margaret Cho, who is also a fairly well-known comedian, turns up. It's one of those films that probably will open doors for the two guys who star in it and who wrote it. They could be rivals for somewhat younger Bill and Ted honors. But one of the things about the film that is funny is the film within a film. The film within a film is called A Prayer from Space. And it involves a lady astronaut who is stranded on Mars and has to get a miracle involving Martians to allow her to get back to Earth. Faith-based did make me laugh and then cringe at other points. Speaking of cringing, there is a major school district. All right, I'll tell you which school district. It's a school district that used to have the reputation for honestly having the best schools in the whole country. In the 50s and 60s, San Diego schools were viewed as some of the best in the whole country. How do I know? Because I was in public schools in San Diego, and they're very proud of that. But the San Diego Unified School District just voted for changes. Changes so that teachers will no longer consider late work, attendance, or even behavior when determining final grades. Now, why would they do something like that? How do you take behavior or turning in work late? How do you take that out of consideration when you're trying to earn grades? Answer, because they are now trying to promote racial equality. This is sad. And speaking of racial equality and brotherhood, there was a gentleman who was putting up a Black Lives Matter sign. He got arrested in Maryland. Why did he get arrested? Because he fired a shotgun at Trump supporters driving by in a pickup truck. We will give you the details on that case and the very latest in the ongoing campaign maneuvering in advance of the great debate and the great election 2 weeks from today in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, it's Greg.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.